As not seen on the BBC, thousands march against vaccine passports, medical coercion in London. By Kurt Zindelka on August 30, 2021. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of London on Saturday, demanding that the government does not implement the proposed vaccine passport system. Gathering in Hyde Park, demonstrators marched throughout central London, crossing the River Thames and culminating at Clapham Common. Protesters were seen carrying placards reading "Big Pharma loves you," "Vaccines, a choice not a passport," "Media is the virus," and "Hands off our kids." Towards the end of the protest, London's Metropolitan Police were filmed by Breitbart London forcibly arresting one of the protesters. A witness to the police action remarked, "Extinction Rebellion can do what they want. Block off central London, they can sit there for hours and nothing but a couple of people come to Clapham Common and this is what happens." As he was being dragged into a police van, the arrested man shouted out, "Disgrace, traitors, criminals, we are peaceful, they are violent. As ever, bribe traitors." In total, 4 arrests were made throughout the day. However, none of the arrests were made at various protests from the climate change extremist group Extinction Rebellion, XR, happening at the same time. XR also enjoyed considerably more media attention than the protests against mandatory or coercive vaccination in Britain's mainstream media. Political commentator Calvin Robinson noted, "A few extremist rebellion anarchists perform to a cabbage and it's all over the news. Thousands of people protest against medical tyranny and not a peep. Mainstream media is complicit." Prior to the police intervention, Breitbart London spoke with Jenna Platt, a registered general nurse, who has been campaigning during the coronavirus lockdowns under the banner "Nurses are scared to speak out on matters of vaccine coercion." Ms. Platt said that she is free to criticize the government's measures as she is not employed by Britain's socialized healthcare system, the NHS, which she said has been intimidating healthcare workers into silence. "The thousands of nurses who have reached out to me, if they ask any questions against the blanket COVID policy, they are branded anti-vaxxers, conspiracy theorists, deniers, and there is a lot of bullying and shaming and harassment happening," she said. Platt also said that people from the NHS have rung her up in tears, afraid that they may lose their ability to feed their family if they refuse to take the vaccine, as the government has announced that it will become a requirement for the NHS and care homes in England. "People will say to me, 'You've got a choice, but that's the choice the mafia gives you. Like, what leg do you want to be broken, the left or the right? That's not a choice. You should be able to say, yes, no, and not right now. But now we are only able to give one answer and that's yes or you are wrong," she said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.